Women are peace builders. Women are humanitarians. Women are rights defenders. Local women activists in conflict and crisis zones around the world understand their communities and the needs of the most vulnerable groups. Women are the engines of peace, resilience, and humanitarian response across the globe, and they need and deserve the world's attention and support. The United Nations Women's Peace and Humanitarian Fund is calling on the world to meet the critical needs and support the transformational impact of local women's organizations working to build a more peaceful and gender-equal world for everyone. Join us today to accelerate funding, amplify the voices, unlock the power, and scale up the impact of women who are responding to crisis and building a lasting peace for all. Learn how you can join the United Nations to support women on the front lines today at wphfund.org/investinwomen.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm James Titko. This week's question comes in from listener Brian.
Are there stars not a part of a galaxy?
Thanks, Brian. Galaxies are systems of stars, gas, and dust orbiting around a center of mass. In the case of large galaxies like our own Milky Way, more than 100 billion stars circle the supermassive black hole at its center. But can stars exist outside of this orbit? Here's Matt Bothwell, public astronomer at the University of Cambridge.
This is a great question. The very short answer is yes. The interesting bit is how they get out there. So all stars form inside galaxies. You need a dense cloud of molecular gas to form a star, and these dense clouds only exist inside galaxies. As a side note, when astronomers talk about a dense cloud of gas, this isn't what most people would think of as dense. A dense cloud of gas in space has far fewer atoms per cubic meter than the best vacuum on Earth. So while stars always form inside galaxies, sometimes they are unlucky enough to be thrown out. Now, there's a concept in physics known as escape velocity, basically the speed you need to travel in order to escape the gravitational pull of an object. Earth's escape velocity is around 40,000 kilometers per hour, so if you want to escape Earth's gravity, this is how fast you have to launch yourself. You need to go really, really fast to escape a galaxy. The Milky Way's gravitational pull is a lot bigger than Earth's, and so you need to travel at around 2 million kilometers per hour if you want to escape our home galaxy. We do, in fact, see rogue stars in intergalactic space, and so the big question is, what could possibly fling them out at this absurd speed? We think there are two things that could do it. Firstly, when two galaxies collide, the gravitational forces of the collision could fling millions of stars out into intergalactic space. And secondly, supermassive black holes can slingshot things at very ridiculous speeds and throw things out of a galaxy. In 2012, a team of astronomers noticed around 700 stars beyond the edge of the Milky Way heading off into the intergalactic darkness. All of these stars showed signs of originating in the very heart of the Milky Way, in the supermassive black hole's back garden, in other words, before they were thrown out. It's not all doom and gloom, though, for these stars. Any planets orbiting one of these rogue stars ejected would have one of the most spectacular views in the universe. Standing on one of these planets, you'd be able to look up and see an entire galaxy covering the sky. I think that would be worth the journey.
Indeed it would. Matt Bothwell, public astronomer at the University of Cambridge there. Thank you so much for that. And this one sparked another interesting conversation over on our forum. In particular, I liked Eternal Student's contribution about whether, with the existence, as we know, of galaxy clusters, these are collections of many galaxies bound by gravity, whether we come into difficulty with where the boundaries even are for the types of ejected stars we've been talking about. Do have a read through if you're interested. Next week, we're answering this question from listener Donald. He says, in plants, chloroplasts absorb specific wavelengths of sunlight. However, photons of all energies strike all sorts of other molecules within the plant cell. Why don't plants get cancer from UV radiation like humans do? And you can have your say on that one over at nakedscientist.com/forum. And be sure to drop us a line, of course, if you have a question of your own. It's chris@thenakedscientists.com. Until then, from me, James Titko, thanks for listening and goodbye.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.
Women are peace builders. Women are humanitarians. Women are rights defenders. Local women activists in conflict and crisis zones around the world understand their communities and the needs of the most vulnerable groups. Women are the engines of peace, resilience, and humanitarian response across the globe, and they need and deserve the world's attention and support. The United Nations Women's Peace and Humanitarian Fund is calling on the world to meet the critical needs and support the transformational impact of local women's organizations working to build a more peaceful and gender-equal world for everyone. Join us today to accelerate funding, amplify the voices, unlock the power, and scale up the impact of women who are responding to crisis and building a lasting peace for all. Learn how you can join the United Nations to support women on the front lines today at wphfund.org/investinwomen.